It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Just a solid performance through and through for the Barracuda. They win this one on the road, a final score of 4-1. They win the season series against the Calgary Wranglers 5-3. And after never leading at any point on Friday, they never trailed here on this Sunday afternoon as they take down the Wranglers for their 21st win of the year. The Cougars are now 21-32, 9-2, and Calgary is 34-24, 5-3. The Wranglers' winning streak comes to an end at two straight. Barracuda, they snap their two-game skid against Calgary, and as we noted, they win the season series. George Romanoff, outstanding. Didn't play great the last time we saw him about a week and a half ago in what would turn out to be a 6-4 Barracuda win against San Diego. He was yanked in that game. He was good really from the start of this one, really gave his team a sense of confidence with his play, and the Barracuda rode that confidence and momentum throughout the hockey game. Let's recap this one. In the first, the Cuda got the game's first goal at 6:56. Ethan Cardwell coming down the left side atop the left circle, which is rip one over the glove hand of Oscar Dance to open up the score for Cardwell, his 20th of the year, becoming the sixth rookie in the AHL to reach the 20-goal mark. He also becomes the eighth rookie in franchise history to reach the 20-goal mark as he leads the team now with 20 goals with this beautiful finish over the glove hand of Dance. Bedard's out for the year, the backup goalie for the Flames, so Wolf's going to be up in the NHL, at least for the remainder of the regular season. Cardwell working in. He shoots and scores! A quick pull of the trigger from Cardwell atop the left circle, and it just cut Dansk off guard, and Cardwell's got his 20th goal of the year, and the Barracuda have a 1-0 lead. Brilliant shot by Ethan Cardwell. Time of the goal at 6:56. Cardwell from Joe Carroll. Carroll's first helper in a Cuda sweater. Barracuda were done in the first period. During 4-on-4 play, Daniil Gushtin will find Jack Thompson coming down the right wing. And despite Jan Kuznetsov's best attempt to block the shot, I thought he did block it. You'll hear it in the call, a bit of a delay. It actually got through, and it got through the goaltender Dansk as well. For the defenseman Thompson, his first in a Barracuda sweater, and his sixth of the year, it would turn out to be the game winner, and it would give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead in the first. And then fanned on the pass, good pressure Stanika, and the Barracuda out of the zone. Gushin's over the line, holding on to the puck, gives it off. He's got a wide open Thompson, top of the circle, and diving down, but it got through him, they score. Somehow it got through the sprawled out Kuznetsov and the goaltender Dansk, and Jack Thompson has his first goal in a Barracuda sweater. The red light was the only indication to the goal as the Barracuda took a 2-0 lead on that goal by Thompson. They finished the period out shooting the Wranglers 14-9 despite taking the only two minor penalties, including one late in the period that would lead to a power play for Calgary to begin the second. In the second, Calgary found its game. There's no question. They put the first 9 shots on Georgi Romanoff to start the period. But all of a sudden, the tide turned in favor of the Cuda. The Cuda will put 8 consecutive shots on net. And on their 8th shot of the period, Daniil Gushtin will work down the left wing and beat Dansk through the 5-hole to give the Barracuda a 3-0 lead in the second period. Sides in the second, Barracuda are really getting outplayed to start, but they've found their groove over the last handful of minutes. And they are out shooting the Wranglers 21-18 in the game, and now 11-8 in the period. At one point, they were getting outshot 8-0, so it's 11 straight shots now, as here's a chance for Gushtin coming down the wing. He scores! Daniil Gushtin beats Oscar Dansk through the 5-hole. Just as we were talking about all the pressure the Barracuda were building, Gushtin works down the wing and beats Dansk through the 5-hole, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Barracuda. Wrangler head coach Trent Cole had seen enough at that point. He decided to make the goalie change. So Dansk lasted just 29 minutes, 42 seconds, allowed 3 on 22. His afternoon over, and Connor Murphy, who had come into the game and worked the remainder of the contest for the Wranglers. So the Barracuda would take a 3-0 lead into the third. Calgary would make it a bit interesting as Sam Morton would score his third of the season at 3:40 to cut the lead back down to 2. But the Barracuda would seal the game with an empty netter off the stick of Nathan Todd. Barracuda up by 2, just a shade under 4 to go in the third. 3-1 lead for the Barracuda. Puck's going to roll through everybody and all the way back into the Wrangler end. Osterley will run it down. Had some trouble with it. Gave it away. Wraparound attempt. Todd scores. Jordan Osterley misplayed the puck. Kind of lost his footing. Nathan Todd picks it up. Wraps it around. It's a 4-1 lead for the Barracuda. The snafu for Osterley leads to the goal for Todd, and for Nathan Todd, who came into the game leading the team in scoring. He's up to 49 points. He's got his 18th goal of the year, and the Barracuda had all but sealed the victory with that empty netter. Again, time of the goal for Nathan Todd at 6:22, unassisted for Todd. Georgi Romanov, the winning goaltender, he is back to 500. 8-8-7 is Romanov. Dansk takes the loss. He too is at 500 at 11-11-3 on the season. Murphy came into the game in relief, and he did not allow a goal. Made 10 stops the rest of the way for the Wranglers. Both teams 0-for on the power play. Cuda finish the game 0-for-1 on the advantage. And the Wranglers, they go 0-for-3 themselves in the game on the power play. We mentioned special teams would be important, I think, for the Barracuda. The way the PK played, almost more valuable than if the power play had found a way to break through. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star is Georgi Romanov, made 30 stops. He was very good this afternoon. He is the number three star. Jack Thompson notches his first in a Cuda sweater. He's the number two star. A +2 rating for Thompson, 2 shots on net. Number one star, Daniil Gushchin. Goosh finishes with 2 more points, had a goal and assist, a +2 rating, and 3 shots on net for the sophomore forward, who continues to heat up. He extended his point streak and assist streak in the game to 6 consecutive outings. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 4-1. Attendance this afternoon on this Easter Sunday, 5,220 saw it here at the Scotiabank Saddledome, and the game length 2 hours and 35 minutes. Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday down in San Diego. We will have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch live on HLTV.com. Looking forward to talking to you all then. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in on this Sunday, this Easter Sunday. We thank you for watching or listening, however you took it in. And we'd like to wish you, again, a happy rest of your Easter and rest of this long holiday weekend. That will do it for our broadcast coverage from the Scotiabank Saddledome. I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you one more time of today's score. The Barracuda 4 and the Wranglers 1. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from the Saddledome in Calgary.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Turn my heart around.